reading verse, starting with verse 16 through the 18th. And then we'll read verse 22. Shout amen if you have it. Say I'm a cheater if I'm looking at the screen. We got some. There we go. All right. I just want to thank Pastor for this special opportunity to preach today. Pastor mentioned it last Sunday that I don't get to come on Tuesdays because it messes with my work and school schedule. Well, work and school messes with church. But I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord with all you fine folks. The reading of the word says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he gave, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For many were arrayed against me. And then we're going to read verse 22. Cast thy burden unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. If we could lay our Bibles down and lift our hands and our voices. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday you have given us. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning with you on our mind. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning to come into your house to lift your name only, God. Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing in this church, what you're doing for the people's lives in this church. Lord, this church is on a great move. Lord, we're on the verge of revival, but we can't have revival without you. Lord, we thank you and give you all praise and glory. You all may be seated. Jesus' name. The word burden is one that is often used in church contexts. It's sort of a buzz among Christians and one that's unlikely to be heard outside of Christian circles. What is it, though? What is a burden? A burden is a load, typically a heavy one, a duty or misfortune that causes hardship, anxiety or grief, a nuisance. A burden is a burden is commonly described as being something that is carried. It's something that we all have carried. Each of us at some point in our lives have known what it is to feel weight or load upon them or a burden. No one really chooses to carry a burden. That is, no one goes looking to find a burden or to pick one up. Rather, burden seems to choose us. They're unavoidable. Sickness in the body is hard to avoid. Disease of the mind, a car accident, a strange relationship. Burdens. Burdens are those unasked for. Unanticipated events of life or death. Interpreting our plans and redirecting our courses, burdens leave us questioning God's guidance, God's goodness, and in some cases, his existence. We all ask ourselves if God is real, if God is really a God of love, if he is kind and compassionate. Further than this, if he is just a just God, then why does he allow for burdens to come up in our lives, to weigh upon our shoulders? Burdens cause us to question the good and just nature of God. Those of us who won't admit to have asking these questions are either dishonest or not human. What I mean by this is that burdens bear the weight of the reality on absolutely everyone. They are a common denominator of life. In a way, they serve to unite humanity in showing our shared frailty. Why, though? Why is life burdensome by nature? Why does it involve even highlight hardships? More specific in the question, why do Christians experience burdens, suffering, and pain? Sometimes in more acute or particular ways than those who are in the world. Is that fair? I simply offer that it is because burdens bring us to the end of ourselves, causing us to depend on the Spirit of God again through prayer. It's the weight of life burdens that bend our knees to our posture of prayer. It's not satisfactory, I know, but it's a silver lining in the storm. Burdens keep us from becoming self-reliant and cause us to insist cast them at the feet of Jesus. For it is there at the cross that we can receive the promise. Cast thy burdens unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. The condition is that we cast. The promise is that we will sustain. This concept is simple. I know, but I've found that it's simple verses which tend to speak to me with the most forces and affect real change in my life. I cast and he sustains. I cast and he sustains. This is the blessing and the burden that is profound precisely because it isn't pretty. To be sure, the promise is not that we will remove the burden. The promise is that his grace will be sufficient through the burden. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. Be sure the promise is not he will remove the burden. The promise is that his grace will be sufficient through the burden. At least I shall be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelations. There have given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought this Lord thrice, and it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproach, in necessities and persecutions and distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Burdens, then, are given to us not to carry them alone, but to cast at the foot of Jesus. To cast at the foot of the cross. If you have a burden over you and it's keeping you down, it's making you think, God, why aren't you helping me? Today can change. If you have a burden that is keeping you in bondage, these altars are open. God is in this place today. And if your burden is just holding you back, let God take control. I can honestly say that anything in my life that kept me close to Jesus or to the gospel has been a blessing, no matter how painful it was in the moment. This is not a cute attempt to reconcile life's heartache with something that sounds good. This is a concrete reality evident in the lives of those who rock in Jesus, and the promise is available to anyone. Why does the Christians experience burden, suffering, and pain? Because it leads us to the trust him more deeply. And then when we trust him more deeply, we come to know him more intimately. As Joe gets ready to come up, there is a blessing in the burden today. Everybody in this place has had a burden, but after that, there has been a blessing. Because you laid it at the feet of Jesus. You let him take control. We could all stand for Joe as he comes to preach the second half. I know that Joe, he's my brother-in-law. He's more like a brother than a brother-in-law. He's more like my twin than my twin is to me. But Joe's had some death in his life. I've had some death in his life, and we just coincide. We both connect, and he was always there for me when my grandma passed, and I was there for him when his grandpa passed. But the Lord is surely blessing Joe and his wife and their ministry. We can just give a hand clap for Joe as he comes.
Let's give that hand clap to the Lord, for he's worthy. He's worthy, church. He's worthy today. I appreciate the accolades, but I don't want accolades. I want accolades from God. I want all I can get from Jesus Christ today. How many feel him in this place? The Spirit of the Lord is so strong in this place, you can almost reach out and grab it. And the blessing and the burden, you know, Caleb was talking about him being like my brother, and he is like my brother. And we went and we've suffered almost the exact same burden, like he said. And we went and saw my grandma last night at the rehab center. And you know, it was nice to have somebody else go with you as a brother in Christ. And like Brother Edwin was saying, you know, we need each other. We need each other in this place. I can't do it without you, and you can't do it without me. Amen. You guys didn't have to stand, but we're going to start in Judges chapter 13. I'm not going to take too much longer because I know lunch is waiting on us. So. Chapter 13 of Judges. And we're going to start in verse 1, and we're going to skip through here some, and just bear with me here as I read along here. It says, Judges chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. For 40 years they were under the hand of the Philistines because of all the terrible acts they made against God. He said, don't abide in any other idols, or don't pray, or don't put yourself in front of other things and pray to other things. And they got in trouble because of them praying to Balaam before in the previous three chapters prior in chapter 10. And he said, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And in verse 2 it says, "And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son." We have burdens. Everyone, Caleb's talked about it prior, we all have burdens. We all have things. We all have weights in our life that tries to beset us. And we're going to skip down through these verses, and we're going to start in 18. And he says, "And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret?" Verse 19, it says, "So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass when the flame went up toward the heaven from off the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended into the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, We shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such as these things. And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson." We all know who Samson is. This is key here. It says, "And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." How many of you want the Lord to move in your life today? I know we all have burdens. We all have things in our life that besets us. And I want to move. And when John told us, you know, we were going to tag team preach, I've never tag team preached before. It's my first time stepping in. You know, Caleb did a good job. He could have kept going, but you know, he he mentioned in the verse 22 of his scripture, he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. I'm going to read it again. And he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And I read that last portion of scripture. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I want to be moved by God. I don't want to be moved by my burden today, church. I don't want to be moved by anything else in my life besides Jesus Christ. If everyone wants to, they can be seated. I love the Lord today. I love the Lord today. I'm glad to be in his presence and in his church. There's some things that beset us today. There's burdens, as Caleb was teaching. And I'm going to paraphrase this story as you know, the angel of the Lord came unto Manoah's wife, and she didn't even know it was the angel of the Lord. Manoah didn't even know it was the angel of the Lord. And she heard from this man who seemed as though he was of God, but she didn't know that he was an angel of the Lord. And he said, you're going to have a kid, and you're going to bear a son. How many know we have some people that are in this church that have gone through something like that, barrenness, not being able to have children, and it is a burden. And this is relative to all the other burdens in our life, because no burden is greater than another. So we look at this story, and it keeps going on, and she comes in contact with him again, and he's saying, don't drink any strong drink, don't drink any unclean or eat any unclean thing, and you know, do what I'm telling you to do here, because there's some things that are in line. I'm talking to somebody today. There's some things that the Lord set in your life that's aligning you today. In his purpose and his plan for your life, if we would just listen to him. And he keeps on, and he comes back a second time and says, you're going to have a son to her. And she was in the field all by herself. How many know you have a burden and something going on in your life, you feel it's very lonely. You feel like you're by yourself. You feel like there's no other help. No one knows my pain. The Lord knows your pain. The Lord knows your pain today. And the Lord knows my pain. And it's time we listen to the all sovereign God. And Manoah finally says, you know, this has to be a God thing for this man to come back to you again in the field. And he says, Lord, he prays to him. He says, Lord, show me him again. And he comes back again, and he's telling even Manoah. He says to Manoah, don't let her drink any strong drink. Don't let her eat any unclean thing, because there's a purpose in this situation for this. And how many believe to get over a burden, to get over a trial, to get over a situation, you got to give up some things in your life. You got to give up to get back. How many an offering? You know, this is why we give to the God, is to give with a cheerful heart. But He's going to give 10 times over than what you can ever imagine. And so we see in the scripture here, it says Manoah and his wife created an altar. They created an altar through their burden. You know, through your burden in your life, through my burden in my life, I got to keep moving on. I can't stop. I can't stop when all hope seems lost, when everything seems dark, when I don't know which step to take. We got to keep moving forward today, church. We got to keep moving forward today. We can't allow those things to detour us. They created an altar, and they saw the altar, and when they burnt that sacrifice, the spirit of the of God, the angel, came up, ascended up out of that. And from then on, the spirit of God started moving. The spirit of God started moving. If Manoah and his wife would have never made a sacrificial altar, they would have never had Samson, and the freedom from the Philistines would have never happened, or it would have been prolonged. Because he's saying, you know, there's going to be someone that's going to be coming, and it's going to save the children of Israel. It's going to start the progress, and David's going to be after this. But you know, Samson, you're going to carry the load here. Samson carried the load. It's time we say, Lord, I give it to you. All the things that haunt us, all the things that torment our minds, all the struggles, all the situations, whether it be a financial situation, whether it be something, you know, that has a stronghold on your spiritual walk with God, you feel like, you know, I can't feel God as though I did way back then, as I do now. There's some people in this place, and I've been in this place as well, where you feel like you've gone cold in God, where you feel like you've gone stagnant in God. This is a total imagery of where some people are at in their life with God today, is that the children of Israel were in a cold spot. prior to this, I said this before at the beginning of the message. He said, you know, I'm done answering your prayers right now. I'm done answering your prayers, children. It's because you turned your back on me, and you went another way. And we got to be careful today, church, of going back on the word of the Lord today. So he's saying, you know, I'm done with you for a while. I'm done with you for a while. I never want to hear that. I never want to feel as though I can't hear from God anymore because of something I did. Because of something I did in my own will, in my own life. So we find out that once Samson was born, and if the church would like to stand, I'm going to close. And if the musicians want to come, we find out after Samson's birth, the movement started happening. It said the Spirit of the Lord moved on Samson at times in the camp. I believe that when you're in a cold spot, when you're in a spot of what's my next move? Where do I need to go? Why can I feel God when I cry out to Him? Why can I feel, you know, Jesus Christ in my heart and my soul and my mind when I pray and I keep coming back and I keep coming back for more? We got to have a movement in our life, church. This church has got to be on the move, and I feel like we are. I feel like we're growing, but we got to keep moving forward and keep progressing, because to me, this, enough isn't enough. Enough isn't enough. You can't get enough of God. So now I just want to talk to you today, church. I want to invite everybody to an altar today. If they want to start playing this song, we're going to sing a song, The Blessing. And I think this goes perfect with our messages, Caleb and I's messages today, is the blessing. The blessing and the burden. The blessing in the trial. The blessing in the long suffering. We keep progressing through our burden, and we're going to see a blessing come on. Come on. And the theme today is the blessing and the burden. What the Lord holding back His presence from the Israelites, Manoah and his wife were cold in spirit and had a burden of barrenness. They did not cry out to the Lord for help. They didn't cry out to God. The God came to them. How many want God to come to you today? And I know this might be different, but I want everybody to come up here to this altar. I want to, if you're comfortable enough, I want everybody to come up to this altar, because this is a family of God. This is a family of God. I want everybody to come to this altar, and we're going to pray together as a church, one body. But our pastor isn't here. Our pastor's wife isn't here. But we need to stand in the gap. We need to stand in the gap. When one's missing, we need to stand in the gap, stand in the midst of what's left empty. How many love the Lord today? How many love the Lord today? Let's build an altar of sacrifice today. Whatever you're going through, whatever burden you're going through, whatever trial and test, whatever situation has got a stronghold on your life today, let's take that before God. And as we're singing this, let's make a sacrifice. And I can tell you right now, I can speak into your life right now and say, God is going to meet you there in that sacrifice. And you're going to see an angel come up from that sacrifice, the Spirit of God ascend from your prayers, and it's going to meet the kingdom of heaven. It's going to meet God today. So let's go ahead and just start praying, and let's give everything to God today. Give everything to God today. Let the Lord move in your life today. Samson was a man. He was just a man like me and you. He was no different. He was just a man. And later on in the next couple of chapters, we find that Samson was bound by the Philistines. He was bound, Brother Bunny. And he said, he cried out to the Lord. The Philistines had him. They had him in his pocket, and they said, "Lord, we know what we're going to do. We're going to kill you is what's going to happen. Come to this temple, and there's tons of people, more people in the time that he ever killed. He killed as many people in that temple as the people that he, by on his only hand. And we're going to find out in the next couple chapters he was bound by the Philistines. But he cried out, and he said, Lord, give me this one chance. Give me this one shot to surrender to you, to give everything to you that I have. Even though I can't see, I don't have my eyes, I can't physically see, I can spiritually see today. I can spiritually see you working in my life, and I want more of that." And we find out that Samson overthrew the Philistines that day. because he was willing to give it all. He was willing to make the sacrifice. Even in his bound situation, even in the burden, there was a blessing that came from the burden of Samson. There was a blessing that came in the camp of Dan. There was a blessing that came in the camp of Manoah and his wife because they made the sacrifice, because they cried out to God. Let's cry out to God today, church. Give him everything you have. Don't hold it back. We've come here to get answers. We've come here to solve issues. We've come here to get financial situations under control. We came here to get family problems under control. We've came here to get sin under control.